Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview and promote people who are making a positive difference in the world. My name's Tom Tutall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I live in the Toronto, Canada area, and I've had rheumatoid arthritis since the age of 5. I'm 50 now. And in that time, I've been hospitalized 40 times. I've had 4 hips replaced, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders. And despite all those challenges, I always answer amazing when asked how I'm doing. I tell people 80% of the time it's true. The other 20% of the time is to remind myself that it's true. This is probably the most exciting show I've probably ever done, and that is including interviewing the founder of RE/MAX Real Estate and numerous other cool people. I have on the line, and I'll be interviewing today, people who participated in the 2013 Napoleon Hill Foundation Leader Certification trip to Italy. This is the first trip in the last 4 years that I haven't attended, so I'm looking forward to hear everybody as well and hear what they have to say about the trip. For those of you who don't know, the Leader Certification trip is one of the final steps to become a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I've found the trips to be incredibly exciting. You meet people from around the world with a positive attitude who love Napoleon Hill, and you get to see some of the most beautiful sites in the world. So let's get on with the show. Let's talk to the group who attended in Italy, find out about their experiences. We have on the line, I know, Jeremy Razor. Jeremy's from Montana, and he is a really, really good friend of mine. He is the inventor of the board game Achievus. That's for kids, 8 and up, I think. And then his newest one is Ticket to Wealth, and that's a card game. And that's, I think, more for adults. And I rarely am jealous of people, but I am jealous of Jeremy Razor because he's come up with 2 of the coolest Napoleon Hill products I ever heard of. Dave Doyle is on the line. Dave is a fellow Canadian. He's in Grand Prairie, Alberta, also Organogold distributor. I think he has an interesting story about how he got to attend the trip. Someone else just joined us in the 778 area code. Who is that?
Hello, Mr. Cunningham. It's Shannon McVeigh-Yonce.
Hey, Shannon. I hear you were just checking into a hotel room with your family.
Yes, I was. Thank you. We're just arriving into Penticton, B.C. for a hockey tournament, a novice hockey tournament. So a lot of little hockey players running around.
And as someone who lives in Toronto, I know a lot about hockey, although we don't have a very good hockey team. Shannon, when you went on the trip, was it just yourself or did you bring your husband with you?
This time it was just myself. And, it didn't work out that my husband was able to travel with me. At the same time, you know, people ask about that. And I said, you know, one of the things, definitely I would have loved him to see Italy. At the same time, to be able to experience the in the classroom and mastermind with the others that, you know, some of them that are on the line today and others that we met within our class, you know, with my husband being there, I may have wanted to have him be, you know, be looking after him more so.
And this time,
you know what I mean? It would have been it was just for me to be there and engaged in what was going on.
Exactly. And you met some cool people from around the world, did you?
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Dave Doyle and myself have been great friends for, you know, over almost 10 years now. But we did have the pleasure of meeting the Razor Brothers and spending time with them and their energy. So it was great.
Nice. And then I think Christina Chia, wasn't she there from Malaysia?
Yes, Christina Chia. Yes.
And her daughter. Another phenomenal. What's her daughter's name?
Her daughter, I just got to say hi to her, so I'm sorry, I did not get her name.
But Christina's an amazing lady.
She absolutely is. The energy of that comes out of her and just her experience, obviously, with Napoleon Hill and the trainings and the teachings that she's sharing internationally is phenomenal.
Wow, wow. Have you figured out what kind of a service project you're going to do or what you're going to do with this leader certification? For those of you who aren't aware, the final thing you have to do to become Napoleon Hill certified instructor after the trip is you got to do a little service project. So have you got an idea of what you're going to do yet, Shannon, for the service project as well as what you're going to do with your leader certification?
And thank you for asking that. With the certification, you know, as well as being an Organigold distributor, helping my team to, you know, achieve more and have more success in what they're doing personally, I think that is one thing of being able to go through the certification and pass it on to the team members. Secondly, as a service project, you know, when we got back, it was what I say is a calmness of energy. And when you can gather with a group of like-minded individuals, go over things, have, you know, each one has a definiteness of purpose, and come back to society, let's say, or your regular daily life, and start to really look at the 17 principles on everything that you do, whether it just be within your own family lifestyle, within your workplace, you know, where you, you know, the people that you associate with. So as far as the service project, there are lots of ideas that are floating around. Have I nailed down one yet? Not yet.
Very good. But isn't that a cool thing that's part of the certification where you actually have to go out and serve your community in some way? Very neat.
It is very neat. And, you know, there are so many opportunities out there to serve and to be of service. And I think that's the greatest thing is being, you know, not only a leader, but taking this course it really does. It opens you up to saying, you know, who can I serve today? Instead of always being about taking.
Yeah, amazing. Dave Doyle, we're going to get to you, but I can't resist talking to my friend Jeremy Razor. How are you, Jeremy? Seems like you've been on more trips than I have now with the Napoleon Hill Foundation.
Well, yeah, it's been some great trips. This Italy trip was amazing, especially being able to experience the history there in Italy. And experiencing Venice was just amazing. The first two nights, we had no courses. We just had the time to be able to experience the streets of Venice. So a lot of exercise. So it was an amazing experience with everyone.
Now, Jeremy, you're like me, and you can maybe talk to people kind of about this. You and I have been on a number of Napoleon Hill Foundation trips, and you find that we seem to be collecting a group every year that comes to more of these events. We become like a brotherhood, a family. We look forward to not only the great things we're going to see and places we'll visit, but at least me, I look more forward to seeing you than trudging around spots looking at beautiful things. And so like a lot of the trips that we have, I don't know who went this year. Michael Teleperi goes a lot. Christina Chia from Malaysia. Michael's from the Netherlands. There's often people from Japan that come on the trip. Some of them don't even speak English, and I still get along amazingly with them, like your friend Takeshi. So talk about the friendships you build when you go on more than one of these Napoleon Hill World Learning Center trips.
Yeah, that definitely that's what sets it apart from anything else is, yeah, you hit it on the nail. You know, it's not, and I feel the same way. If we had a location and had the same people, because the trip going to Italy or wherever we go, it's an amazing experience, but it's the people we spend our time with. That's the memories. That's what we're going to remember the most, the connections we made, because, you know, we all are there. We all are learning the principles. We're all applying the principles in our life. So immediately, as we meet each other, we harmonize because we're all there for the same purpose of making a difference in our own way. And so it's great to be able to meet others and how they're applying the principles and their passion to help others to succeed. It's just, it's infectious. And so that's one of the main points. That's why I enjoy going to the certification trips, is in that purpose, is because of meeting individuals. Yeah, that's me. That's special.
Yeah, for you, you're such a people person that you like that as much as I do. And the friendships that you find on those trips are amazing. I was going to say that some of the best times on the three trips I've been on, plus the one to Malaysia, are on long bus rides. And people would think, what, you had the best time during like an hour or two-hour bus ride? Yeah, because I'm sitting beside Jeremy, or I'm sitting beside Michael Teleperry, or my friend Joe Connolly, that's become like a brother to me, Taylor Tagg. And, boy, you talk and you talk, and you're like, wow, that was a one-and-a-half-hour bus ride? Seemed like 15 minutes. And
yes.
Then meals as well, right? Anytime, usually we eat dinner as a group, and so you're, you know, making jokes, having a beer or two, and having fun with people from around the world, getting, you know, when you eat together as a group, it forms a special bond as well. And so bus trips and eating, I found, were some of the best times of the trip.
Yes, the bus trips are very exciting. Well, you know, you're able to, you're relaxing on a bus trip. You're looking at the scenery, and you're also spending the time next to the person next to you. You have that one-on-one time, and that's where, you know, you're able to make connections, make bonds, you know, because a lot of times on these trips, you're able to form mastermind alliances with others that are doing similar to what you're doing or doing similar to what they want to do with their life, and you're the same, what you want to do with your life, and so you're able to make those connections and just enjoy the scenery and relax.
Yeah, yeah. And look at you. Like, your connections have got your game distributed halfway around the world. You got Brazil. You got Japan. And where is the other one? Argentina.
And Canada. And so
Ireland now. Ireland with Eric Lassard.
Yes, Eric Lassard. He's an amazing young boy. Already published his own first book. Just making connections and basically providing a tool to help spread the philosophy in a fun approach.
Exactly. Let's get to Dave Doyle, because he's been holding his tongue all this time. Dave, I think you had a how did you get to go on this trip? I think there's a story behind it, is there not?
Oh, there's always a story behind everything, Tom. First of all, I want to thank you. Thanks for bringing us on this way, and I really appreciate it. It really is an honor to chat with you, because I've been following you since I first heard of you on Facebook, you know, a couple years ago, and it's only recently that we've actually been able to chat, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, the story, I guess, you know what, it's law of attraction. It's the principles at work is what it is. When I first heard of the course was actually only last year. It was only the 2012 class when I even found out about the certification program. And that's when other members of my team, my extended team in OrganoGold were attending. We had Steve Martin and Peter Cameron go there last year, and I know you met them and had a great time with them. And it was then that I decided, you know what, I'm absolutely going to be taking this certification program at some point. When it's my time, I will take it. And I figured, you know, maybe a few years down the road or 3 to 5 years down the road. Then this spring, I got an amazing phone call from one of the most amazing ladies that I know. Her name is Marianne Node. And she said that she wanted to gift me the tuition for the program, and I was absolutely honored and flabbergasted and not expecting it. And long story short, after a week or so, there was no way that I could refuse what was offered to me, and so I took that opportunity, and there we have it. So I took it much sooner than I had originally planned, but again, all the cards were laid out in front of me, and there was really no choice in the matter. So I'm ever grateful for Marianne Node for doing that, and I wasn't the only one that she did that for.
No, last year I think Peter Cameron, he went. This is like a scholarship kind of that Marianne gives every year. And so Peter went last year. And so I was going to talk about that as well because Shane Moran, I've known Shane Moran for 25 years. We used to sell Law of Success door-to-door. He's the founder, co-founder of Organo Gold. And so this partnership is a real partnership between the Napoleon Hill Foundation and Organo Gold. I'm noticing at more and more events, the trips that I go to, leader certification trips, as you said, last year, Steve Martin, Peter Kammerman, my amazing friend Jeremy Razor is also Organo Gold distributor. So either people are distributors when they go, or if they go on a trip, they end up becoming distributors. And there's product, an Organo Gold product at all the events I've been to. And so it is a real serious partnership between the two, and it is something that Organo Gold is promoting like crazy because you're seeing this at more and more Napoleon Hill Foundation events and trips that Organo Gold people are becoming certified every year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, as they say, right, you have to work in business or in anything in life. You have to work on yourself more than you're working on anything else. It's less about the tactics and the skills that you have to do and more about the mindset that you need to go into it with. And, you know, a lot of fantastic companies out there are believe in that and train in that. They train their workforce, their sales force, their employees in that kind of culture. But I've never seen anything remotely close to the kind of collaboration and partnership that Organo Gold and the Napoleon Hill Foundation have put together. And so, you know, I feel that I've got, you know, I'm working with one of the best of companies, and we are strategically collaborated with the best of the best when it comes to personal development and mindset training. And so when you have put those two things together, how can you go wrong, right? So that's
exactly
where the collaboration becomes so powerful.
And it's so synergistic between the two organizations. It's incredible. And we could go into the story of how Shane Moran arranged this partnership, but let's just say he went the extra mile and did whatever it took, and he just ensured it happened. And so amazing. Hey, Shannon, let's get back to you. Shannon, you're married and you have kids, I heard, because before the show I heard you were checking into a hotel. Any idea, you had talked about using these principles in your whole life, and there are some people that are Napoleon Hill fans are using it with their kids, and of course we got the game Achievus as well. Have you thought of some ways or started using some ways of kind of trying to teach these to your kids? Because that's one thing I hear a lot is that, boy, I wish I'd learned this when I was younger.
Yes, two boys. And, you know, they're 8 and 5 years old, so very active.
Yeah.
With my oldest son, you know, we always have, before bed or tucking in, is kind of talking about some of the best moments of their day. And in doing those moments, you know, we talk about discussing goals and things mm-hmm. within his life. And one that we can, you know, talk about is relevant right now is in hockey. And he was asked, you know, from a hockey standpoint, what does he want to get out of his season? What would he like to see? And he said he would like to personally score 10 goals, but have 20 assists. And having the 20 assists means helping other people to score a goal. So that was a pretty powerful statement coming from an 8-year-old, because he's understanding that he has to, you know, work as a leader, help others, and yes, he'll achieve his goal, but he can help others achieve their goals as well.
And I love it. And he seems to be on the serving side, more on the, because if he'd said like 20 goals and 10 assists, then you're like, okay, he's only half serving, but he wants twice as many assists as he wants goals. So he really, he's really thought that out. And that really makes yourself a good teammate if you have twice as many assists as you have goals and you still have a good amount of goals. And so very cool. How about another question for you? You must have an amazing husband because you went on this trip. He was left alone with two boys for the week. That's important, isn't it? That's number two of Napoleon Hill's principle, the mastermind principle. And if you read anything about Think and Grow Rich, Law of Success, he talks about the mastermind relationship between Henry Ford and his wife and Thomas Edison and his wife. And basically he said that is the most important mastermind relationship, husband and wife. And so your husband must be in your mastermind group to let you go to Italy for this trip. And he's at home looking after the boys, because I know moms are usually better at that than dads.
Well, and thank you for asking that question, because it is something, you know, when you do sit back and as an entrepreneurial, and I call myself the mompreneur, and, you know, when, you know, first time I was introduced to Think and Grow Rich was at the age of 19. So I've been able to, you know, relate these principles to my self-employment career. And when you meet your partner and you start to, you know, develop that relationship, and, you know, when he met me, he knew I was an outspoken person. I love to socialize with people, network, build relationships. And to have a man that will stand by your side and allow you to, you know, meet different individuals and not be jealous of, you know, the conversations that take place. It takes a great man to be able to do that. So I'm very grateful for him and definitely our mastermind. You know, not very many men would say, okay, honey, yes, you're going to Italy and you're traveling over there by yourself. And at the same time, send an email or a note saying, hey, I admire what you're doing. I admire what you're doing. And those words were very, very powerful when you're halfway around the world. So thank you for asking about that.
And a powerful example as a father for those two boys to encourage and foster the definite purpose of their mom. That's a pretty good example. Not every couple has that, where each one is willing to let the other one pursue their God-given definite purpose.
Very true. Very true.
And so, pretty cool. Good example for the boys and pretty good mastermind partner to have as well. Jeremy,
well,
you're still there, eh? Oh, Shannon, go ahead.
Sorry, Tom, I just wanted to say, because the moment, and then only when Mr. Doyle was talking about, you know, receiving that phone call from Miss Marianne Node, that phone call was on the night of the BC elections here, and I can remember it very well, because not only were we, you know, from a government standpoint, our governments, you know, could have been changing, but at the same time, I got this call on receiving this incredible gift. And
you got
Miss Node, absolutely, yes, I did. Miss Node is one of the biggest, you know, she's got the grandest heart and understands that in developing leaders, you know, by giving this gift to us and sees and believes it's maybe some things in us that we don't see and believe in ourselves yet, but providing us the opportunity to take this course has opened up, let's say, a whole can of new belief and new direction. Mm. So it's great.
Wow. I didn't know you got to go because of her as well. This is what an amazing lady. People may not, I'm not even sure I know how to spell it. I know the last name, N-O-A-D, but Marianne, is it M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E?
That's correct, yes.
So people should look that up, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, and her last name, N-O-A-D. Amazing lady. I have listened to her, very strong on the health benefits of Ganoderma. I've met her a few times, seen her at events and that. Very, very, very nice lady. And so, wow, what a blessing to get that, to have your husband as your mastermind partner, and as you said, be like a mompreneur. All right, let's get to Jeremy again, because I love talking to Jeremy. What's up with Ticket to Wealth, Jeremy? Your new game.
Yes, Ticket to Wealth is the newest game that have produced. It's worked with Judy Williamson. It was my service project, so and Judy was my mentor for the project, and so now the idea with Ticket to Wealth was to provide a tool that you could review with a card at a time into the philosophy, and so it's based on multiple choice and actually gives the answers on the back of the card, so it's not just, you know, geared to, you know, getting the right answer. It also shows why it's the right answer. And it gives a tool to you for individuals to elaborate on the principles too after they read the answer to each challenge. And so it's a fun way to interact card at a time in a team activity or in a group activity for competition for ones that like to, you know, to have that competition. But we always mm-hmm. like to do the cooperative discussion because it's going to, you know, give Napoleon Hill quote, like, for example, one of the quotes, quitters never win and winners never quit. And it gives A, B, C, and D. And you have to select which pair of principles best supports the quote. And so it gives three detractors. Some of them, you know, a lot of them may, you know, would be good fit for to answer what best supports the quote, but there's one that best supports it. So it's sometimes it can be it can be tough, but that's where the discussion's good. When you're in a group, and you have to mm-hmm. select as a group which one best supports the quote. So someone might say it's B, someone else might say it's C, and someone else might say it's A, but you have to come, the unity challenge, you have to come to one answer. So you have to debate why you feel your answer is correct. So it gets the discussion going with the philosophy.
Exactly. And it's licensed by the Napoleon Hill Foundation in their e-zine and on their website. They got Ticket to Wealth. It's like, wow, I'm green with envy every time I see this. I want to have my product on the Napoleon Hill Foundation website. Look at Jeremy with his Ticket to Wealth. And as you said, I've looked at the questions, and yeah, I'm a certified instructor, and I have to think about them, and it would be a great conversation to have with other like-minded people. Oh, could it be these two? Could it be that one? I think it's more of this one. And it's all a positive conversation, so what a great new game. And then, of course, Achievus. Achievus is my favorite because so many people say, oh, I wish I learned this as a kid, but reading Think and Grow Rich when you're 8 is boring as heck, probably not going to do it. So now you can learn Think and Grow Rich by playing a board game with your parents.
Yeah, and it's mainly focused, like, for the 7 and up, you focus on playing the game, and then you touch on certain principles as you're playing the game. So you use it to especially for the young players. You use it as a way to, you know, you're playing a fun game. It's cooperative. It's not competitive against each other. You're working together, and you're able to discuss the principles at the same time because each card has a meaning of the principle, and then you express how you apply that principle in your life. And so that's where the biggest benefit is, when mom and dad or older brother or sister is explaining how they apply a pleasing personality or personal initiative in their life. And maybe younger brother or sister, 7 years old, may not fully understand the principle, but they're still getting an introduction. They're still hearing their mom and dad and their older brother and sister talking about these principles as they're playing. And that's where the benefit is, because the more they play, the more they hear how the principles are applied by their mom and dad or cousin, whoever's playing. That's the benefit. Achievus creates the setting in which the players make up the experience. You play with a different group of players, you're going to get a different experience. So
nice.
That's what Achievus is about.
Even if you play with the same group of players on a different night, you're going to get a different experience.
Exactly. You know, like, let's say you're talking about going the extra mile, and maybe last week you applied it, but you didn't get to share it with the family or whoever you're playing the game with. You get to share it right then and there. And so you really get, when you play Achievus the right way, you really get to share moments that really mean the most. And so the game is for kids and for adults, because if you can play with a group of adults, and it's the discussion factor and the teamwork among the players. That's why it's called Achievus. It's achieve and us. It's putting the two together. Achievus.
Exactly. Okay, guys, I'm going to talk about now because, man, in one day I got an email from Judy Williamson, director of the Napoleon Hill World Learning Center, and Pat Andrietta, who is the official travel agent for the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and they said, you better tell people about the 2014 trips. And so June 23rd to the 27th in Canada on Victoria Island, the group will be staying at the Fairmont Empress. The classes will be held at that hotel, and that will be 4 nights. Pricing for both of these is going to be on the website in the next few weeks. The other one, my wife and I are going to go to this one, October 11th for a week. So I guess it must be October 11th to the 18th. Going to be aboard the Royal Caribbean Splendor of the Seas cruise ship in Venice, traveling to the Greek islands and Turkey. And so classes are going to be held on board this ship, which will be sailing for 7 nights round trip, Venice and wherever and back to Venice. And again, that's going to be on the Napoleon Hill website in the next few weeks. And for those who don't know the Napoleon Hill website, Nap Hill, NAPHILL.org. Let's talk about my amazing friend, Judy Williamson. I love Judy Williamson. Guys, when I took the leader certification course, you know, after I wrote out my definite purpose. As you know, that's something you've got to do. And I thought it was a good one. And then Judy Williamson read it, and she said, Tom, that's not your definite purpose. She said, you're trying to be Shane Moran, and there's only one Shane Moran, which we'll all agree to. Pretty amazing guy. But she said, I think that because of the things you've experienced with your health and the personality, the positive attitude you have, your definite purpose is not what you wrote down. And that takes a real friend to tell you that what you slaved over for hours is wrong. But I really believe that the one I have now is, if the Lord was sitting on the other side of my desk and I asked him, why the heck am I here? Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it like that because that wouldn't be good. I think he would slide me over the exact same definite purpose I have written out exactly right now. And so I owe that to Judy Williamson, but also I spent a lot of time with Judy Williamson, and I love her as a person and as a teacher. And so each of you, let's start with Dave. Let's talk about Judy Williamson, the learning experience, the classroom experience, as well as some of the other learning that's going on the trip. I know Judy likes to call it experiential learning. So let's talk about Judy and the actual learning experience.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Tom. I have to tell a historical story, if I can, for a moment. The first real huge impression that I got from Judy, we've been blessed at Organogold that the Napoleon Hill Foundation has been to so many of our big events. And when they're on stage, I'm just at the front of my seat. I'm leaned over, and I'm listening to every word and taking notes and whatnot. And at our launch event, when the company officially corporately launched, was in Houston, 2010. And that event, she was talking on stage about how she was very excited about a project that was having to do with getting the principles out to the children in a way that they could relate. And how she was doing that was making an anthology of children's stories, a 17 different stories that each relates to one certain principle. And that got me super, super excited because that's exactly what I wanted for my kids. How am I going to get it to them? Now we've got, of course, Achievus, which is even more exciting. But back then, we didn't know about that. So that was really exciting to me. And I actually sought her out later on that day or the next day and asked her about it. And she sent me some of the titles of those books, and I've since read many of them to my children. And they're phenomenal children's stories. So I'm still waiting patiently for that to come out, and here's maybe a little hint, and I haven't even talked to Ms. Williamson about this yet, but I was almost thinking that this could be an idea for me to help to serve the masses and the foundation with maybe helping with this anthology, actually helping it to come to fruition, because I'm kind of getting tired of waiting for it. I want it to come out.
Yeah.
So
isn't it in the leader certification manual?
Yes, all the
I know
in, are there. So it is available, but it's not put out as an anthology and put out there for everybody to actually use and see, right, for all the parents out there that could use it.
It would be so helpful.
It would be, absolutely. So one highlight for me, I guess, talking about the classroom experiences at the certification program, like you said, experiential, this is what I'm going to say, is that it was less structured and the classroom organized than I had anticipated. It was very much more like just having great conversation about a theme. And, of course, I mean, they had all the materials. They know their materials inside and out, so they knew what to bring out and when. But a lot of it was brought back to us and was asking questions and having and putting people on the spot, right? Having people come up and present and do things kind of just on the spur of the moment. It wasn't planned, and it always seemed right. And every person that she maybe put on the spot, per se, it was done with great intention and great insight as to what that person needed or what other people needed to hear from that person. So for me, one highlight for me was she did have one of those books, and it was one of the books that I had read to my children, and because of the past and me being so excited about that idea, she asked me to read the book to the class. And so I got to read a children's book to the class, and it was a great, great experience for me. It was one of my personal, it was just a little highlight, but it was fantastic. So that's one great example of kind of what Judy is about and what she does, and the knowledge that's in that brain and the way she brings it out and shares it with people is just so inspiring and phenomenal.
Dave, I'm thinking of two things here, that she knows so much and she's met some amazing people and she writes a lot. She could dominate the week if she wanted, and you'd be fascinated. But as you said, I experience and others, there's not as much classroom time as you'd think. And you still learn more outside the classroom. As you say, you're having powerful discussions. Jeremy's building business relationships around the world. You got OrganoGold people meeting. The experiential part of the trip is powerful, and Judy knows enough to allow a lot of that and not so much classroom. Yeah, you go to Italy to see beautiful places, of course, and you go for some classroom, but a lot of it is the experiential part, and I love that she is able to just do that, let people experience that, and you get a lot out of it. Let's talk about also maybe Jeremy. Maybe Jeremy could talk about the labyrinth walk. Did you guys do a labyrinth walk?
Yes, we did do a labyrinth walk. It was different because we didn't actually have a labyrinth there, so Chino had to improvise and come up with a labyrinth walk, and he worked it on great. We had a great experience walking the labyrinth.
Where did you do it?
It was actually in the courtyard of the hotel we stayed at. It was the Casa Grande.
Oh, nice. Sounds great. Shannon, did you do the labyrinth walk?
Yes, I did. And again, a great experience. And afterwards, I said to Chino, after experiencing it, we just did a bunch of landscaping this year, and I'm like, we still have bare ground that I can maybe put in a mini labyrinth in my backyard. So it was a fun experience, definitely.
Isn't it? Hey, like I've been on about six of them, and not till I even did one did I find out my mom, who is a retired United Church minister, she paid $5,000 to have one put in at a church she attends. For people, especially she had in mind people with cancer, to go and walk the labyrinth. And what a powerful experience. It's been the five or six times I've done it. I've cried a few times, and when I first heard it, I thought it was a little hokey. So tell me about your experience. Like, what did you think? Had you heard of a labyrinth before? How was your experience? And talk about Chino, because he really makes it he really teaches it so that you can experience it really well.
Well, thank you. For me, it was my first experience ever doing a labyrinth walk. And from, you know, the moment when he was explaining, you know, the details of how to enter into it, receive the message, and then leave, you know, somebody had said to me afterwards, they're like, man, you sat in the center for the longest time. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I said, to me, I wasn't in the center that long. I was, you know, receiving the message. And, you know, that there was a message where, and it was just something, you know, and I chuckle when you say hokey or anything like that, because, yeah, lots of people may believe that doing that is hokey. But when you really open up and receive the message and what you're supposed to be doing here in our phenomenal world, some great things can happen. So it was great. And, you know, the biggest message I guess I can share or something was, somebody kept walking around, and because my eyes were closed, and they kept walking around, and I could hear their feet or their boots walking around mm-hmm. in circles, and it kept going mm-hmm. around in circles and going around in circles. And I was like, maybe there is a message being sent to me from that. So mm-hmm. it was great. Chino, his teachings of it, you know, everybody gets excited over different things and what they're experiencing. And when he was teaching us about the labyrinth and what labyrinths, you know, he's set up and walked, and, you know, to certain people when you're traveling, they seek out the things that they like, and just to mm-hmm. see his excitement through that, it's very inspirational.
It's pretty cool when you think that Judy Williamson had to tell him to do it. He said no, and she made him do it. He had some misconceptions about labyrinths and religious ones, and told her no, and she said, don't tell me no, go do it. And he wrote a book on it, and now when he speaks about it and leads these labyrinth walks, they're powerful experiences, and when he talks about it, well, you get excited about going on a labyrinth walk. And so I love every time I hear him talk, and I love going on the labyrinth walks as well. Jeremy, you're still there?
Yes,
sorry,
oh, Shannon,
Tom, I just
ahead.
Wanted to. Sorry, I wanted to just comment on that because you were talking about Judy's character or different characteristics
yes.
and moments, and I believe you just shared a huge one there of how she had told Tino to do it, and I think that is one of the incredible parts about Judith is that she brings out and really listens to people. Finds out, you know, what are their passions and desires and helps to guide them in bringing out their best talents. And, you know, I know you've experienced that as well. So
yep.
I would say that would be one of her greatest characteristics.
For sure.
Yep.
And she, even David mentioned, I think, about knowing, you know, who to ask, or maybe it was yourself, and get people to do certain things out of their comfort zone, and even the talks that everybody has to do. Every student does a talk that Alan Chen, my favorite guy, Alan records all these and does a lot of the work behind the scenes there. And that is an incredible strength of Judy's because these are people from all over the world with various skills and talents. And intuitively, she knows how to use each of those people's skills and talents to best benefit other people. So very cool. Thanks for that, Shannon. I like that. Jeremy, before I met you, I met your dad and your mom went on the 2011 trip, Napoleon Hill certification trip. Did your dad become certified or was he just going because he wanted to go to Ireland and love being around Napoleon Hill people?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, he's not a certified instructor, but he went on the trip for the experience of being with the people and everyone because he, you know, my parents made a trip just recently and he said it wasn't the same without the Napoleon Hill group. You know, they went to Switzerland. They went, you know, to the Alps and it was with a local group here in Montana and he said it just wasn't the same because the people were different. So that was he loved the trip, but you know it's when you compare it with the individuals you're spending time with, you know, there's no comparison. So
I love it. And this is something I'm trying to let people know, sell people on, is that the trip itself is an incredible trip. You stay at beautiful places. You visit all the sites. You spend time with amazing, positive people. And so even if you're going as a couple and one person is taking the course but the other one isn't, the other one who isn't will still have a great trip and meet great people. And even if, and on the 2011 trip, Jeremy, when your parents were on, there was two or three couples, believe they were from Michigan, friends of Pat, Andrietta, and Livio, who were just on the trip, for the trip. They were, none of them were taking the course, but they had wanted to go to Ireland. They spent time with amazingly positive, nice people, and so they were there just for the trip. And if you're going on a group trip, you can't get much better than a Napoleon Hill group trip, because you're going to meet people from around the world, all helping the world and all with positive attitudes. And so I loved to see your mom and dad. What's your dad's name again? I should remember. Everybody just calls him Razor. Everyone just calls him Razor. It was so good to see him, and he enjoyed his trip so much. And so this is why I'm thinking, you know, even if you're planning a trip with your spouse, even if you don't want to take that course, this would be a great group to join, because we're a lot of fun. So, yeah, certainly consider that. Dave, I haven't talked to you for a bit. What else could we talk about? My friend Chino and Alan as well, Alan Chen. Hardly anybody talks about Alan, but he is... there's a lot of stuff to be done, let's say, on these trips. And Alan is behind the scenes. He records those. Every student has to do a talk. And so he records a lot of these and does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work to make sure mics work, computers work, presentations work. And so talk about those two, because we did talk about Chino. But talk about Chino and Alan, because a lot of times Judy Williamson gets all the fame and glory, but Chino and Alan are my good friends as well.
Well, it really is about attracting the right people to do the right things, and obviously spending that much time with both, with all three of them, and hearing their stories, because they definitely take the opportunity to let us know, you know, what happened, and Alan's story of how he got in, which was actually through a friend, and Judy was very hesitant at first and all that. And turns out, of course, because that's the way the universe works, it was exactly the way it was supposed to be. And he was absolutely the best candidate, best person for the job. And now he's, I believe, fully certified as well, and teaching it in his language, in Chinese. And
he's an author.
Yeah,
he wrote a book for people moving from China to the U.S. I remember him did he tell you guys about this, where his mom came over from China? Don't know if his dad came over as well, but his mom came over. His mom met Judy, and basically right in front of Judy, she told Alan, whatever she tells you to do, you do it.
Yeah, and immediately you know exactly... Like when, and it was, I believe it was, actually I can't remember if it was Alan or Judy that told that story, but you know immediately that when you have Judy Williamson and Alan's mother coming across from China and sitting in front of a desk, and really she didn't even say anything, they didn't have any questions, that's the first thing she said, and it was, you know that there's just a meeting of the minds there and a meeting of the spirits, and you just know that they are both such strong women. Who understand and are so intuitive that they know exactly what to say and when to say it. And it was very, very humbling to hear that story and have Alan even telling us that story. But you could see how, I think, grateful he was to have both those women in the same room with him. I think they're both so highly influential to what he's doing and everything in his life. And so, it's the quality of people. When you have people who are studying the principles, studying the laws of success and understanding what it takes and having the servant attitude and being servant leaders, and you have, you know, these three top people who are working for the foundation and doing the work of the foundation, I mean, of course, they're going to be absolute top-notch people, and it's there's not enough. We could talk for hours about it and not scratch the surface. Yeah.
And Alan had to rehearse for this interview with rehearses English for his interview with Judy, and I think basically his sentence was, "Whatever you need, I can do it. I will do it, or I can do it." And like, that's end of interview. That's all the English I know. Kind of.
And it wasn't that long ago. His English now is great.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. I love my friend Alan, and you know, so many of the pictures and videos of you that you see from these certification trips are taken by Alan, and he's behind the scenes, but he's invaluable to the group. And so the three of them are amazing. Now, I don't remember him seeing pictures. Did Pat, Andrietta, and Livio go on this trip?
No, they didn't.
No, they did not.
Actually, there's a good story too, because, you know, Pat and Livio, they decided not to go on this trip. You know, I know they've been to many of all the other trips, but for some reason she just had a feeling that she wasn't meant to be, or she, you know, they weren't going to make this trip. And so during the trip, her mom, or no, it was Livio's mother, passed away. So so it was, you know, good thing they weren't on the trip because they did not make this trip.
Oh, that is sad to hear, and kind of cool how they had that premonition, because, as you said, they go on almost all the trips. They're part of what makes the trip for me. Like, spending time with Livio just is a lot of fun. And so they're basically the travel agents for the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and Pat and Judy work together. Judy goes to these locations, and they pick out some pretty fine locations for people to stay at and places to visit. And so I love Pat and Livio. Sad to hear about Livio's mom. I have to get hold of him and pass on my condolences. Shannon, how about your takeaway from the course, the online course? Interesting, isn't it? A lot of fun. And Dr. Wright, was he the teacher for your course?
Yes, he was. In the time, great information, and, you know, we started it, we were over the summertime, so, you know, fitting it into your daily activities, really sitting down and focusing on it and applying self-discipline to studying the course. Myself, it was something that, it was great. It was something I needed during the summertime, and to help, you know, just get your mind on the right course when maybe some obstacles are coming your way. So very, indeed, something I recommend to anybody to take.
That's when I took it as well, in the summertime. I remember being on a week vacation with my wife, and I'm up very early, and she's a sleep-in person, so at 6 o'clock I'm online, or I'm reading, I'm doing my course, and I'm thinking, wow, what a great vacation. I'm up early, I'm working on my course. And so the time my wife gets up, I'm like just fired up and ready to go. I'm like, woohoo! So, yeah, but it did take some discipline in the summertime, because it was also beautiful and sunny out, and I could have been out sitting out in the beautiful sun. So pretty cool. You have to practice one of the principles, self-discipline, to actually finish the course. And it's not like a one-week course. It's like however many weeks, 17 or so, 15, 13, 17. So that's a lot of work every week. So tremendous course, and then, of course, finishing off with the trip, and then we go on to the service project. I think that's about it, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate this. I know that Judy Williamson and Pat Andrietta are going to be listening, and I really appreciate Marianne. How do you pronounce her last name? Node?
Node.
Yes.
From Organo Gold?
Yes.
Tremendous lady, tremendous lady. Thank her for getting you, Shannon and Dave, to the trip. Jeremy, always good to talk to you, my friend Jeremy.
I
missed the trip this year. I'm going to see you again soon. Say hi to your dad and your mom. And every time again I look at that Napoleon Hill e-zine and that website, I'm like, no, Jeremy, you've got that Ticket to Wealth and Achievus on there. Man, I got to get some of mine on there. What a great invention that Achievus is. That's going to impact so many people. Congratulations.
Thank you, and you too. And I look forward to what you and Timothy Chim is working on your book. So
yeah,
because you guys have great messages and stories to share. So thank you for having us, Tom. We look forward to the next Napoleon Hill certification trip.
Thanks so much, Shannon. Thank you for joining us here with Organo Gold. Whereabouts are you again?
In British Columbia, just outside of Kelowna, BC. So. In a little place called Lake Country. But, Tom, I just wanted to say again, thank you for your time. And I'm sitting here just looking out, you know, at the mountains right now and going, you know, Mr. Shane Moran is somebody that you've known for quite a while. Mr. Mm-hmm. Shane Moran came into my life about 5 years ago. Mr. Shane Moran mm-hmm. came into Miss Marianne Node's life, I believe it was over 12 years ago. And Mr. Doyle and myself, you know, had the teachings not only from Miss Marianne Node, but Mr. Moran, Miss Judith Williamson. And here we are on this November 15th day, 2013, speaking with yourself as well. So thank you again for everything that you do.
A lot of fun. When I think of Shane, I think of the principle of enthusiasm, because I've been in a number of different businesses with Shane, a few other network marketing companies. If Shane is excited and enthusiastic about something, you cannot say no. I have never been able to say no yet. His enthusiasm is infectious. It's energetic, and it's natural. It's not something that he's pumping himself up to do. And I think, wow, if you have that enthusiasm, it is hard for people to say no, and you can recognize that it's genuine enthusiasm. It's not a pumped up fake it enthusiasm. So that's one thing. Every time I see Shane, it's like, man, that guy has enthusiasm for Organo Gold and life.
Absolutely. So again, thank you.
Dave, you're in Alberta, and you're Organo Gold as well.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being here. Oh, and hey, Dave, we didn't even talk about before the leader certification trip, the week before, you had your picture taken with Tony Robbins.
Yeah, that was awesome, as Mr. Shane Moran would say. absolutely. I was featured in a magazine in Western Canada here. It's a holistic and lifestyle magazine. And they were a sponsor for Tony Robbins' event in Calgary, so I went down with the magazine, and we're one of the few people that got in for the photo op, so that was pretty cool. That guy has a huge, huge hand. It was bigger than my head, and it was resting on my shoulder. I was a little afraid, actually. But, yeah, it was a fantastic experience. I got to bring my mom there. It was her first experience with personal development, you know, kind of seminar or anything like that. So that was really, really the highlight for me, was getting to bring my mom to an event like that. And of course, meeting Tony was pretty cool. She will be 60 in 2 weeks.
Look at her. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you
good
go.
For her.
So that was pretty
now you're
awesome.
Going to have a pumped up mom.
Oh, yeah. She's always pumped up. She's my hero. She's the one that's she's always helped me with my PMA. My whole life, so she's definitely one of my heroes. Yes, and Tom, Mr. Cunningham, Mr. Tuttle, you are also one of my heroes. Your story, every time that I hear of somebody speaking of you, like, for example, Mr. Martin and Mr. Cameraman that were in Ireland last year, everybody has nothing but amazing things to say about you and your story and your PMA. And so just like Jeremy and Shannon, I want to thank you again for bringing us on and letting us spend time with you.
I love those guys, Peter Cameraman and Steve Martin. Steve Martin, wow, that guy has more charisma than anybody. He doesn't even have to talk. He just has to sit in a room, and most of the people are looking at him, and he's just sitting there. He looks good. He's well-built. He dresses well. He has a deep voice. He's a very, very sharp man. He has an incredible definite purpose. He actually wants to start a physical Napoleon Hill University, building Napoleon
Absolutely.
Hill University, and he wants his kids to attend the first year class. So he's got actually a deadline on this as well, which is good. And so I love Steve Martin. Man, you could have like, 50 people sitting in a room all talking, but he has the most charisma just sitting there. And so very, very powerful man. Thanks so much. Thanks, Jeremy. Always good to talk to you. And say hi to your parents. And everybody, buy Achievus and buy Ticket to Wealth. It's Christmas time. Come on. This is the best gift you could give people at this time of year. So get on the Napoleon Hill website, naphill.org, and order it from there. Have an amazing day, everybody. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone.